Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Tuesday morning there, Rickies. We are the Junks. We're coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, the Team 980, Monumental Sports Network 2. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star technician, here's how you do it. You go to cropmetcalf.com. You get more details, and you figure it out on your own. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. Please go give a follow if you're not already doing that on the various social media platforms. I'm joined by Jason
Cakes.
Bishop.
What's up?
Hello. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning to John Paul Flame.
What's up, Cakes? Rocking the Capitals beanie once again.
Big one
tonight.
Yeah,
beanie season is probably coming close to an end. It is April. It's early April, so not much time left. Going to have to switch to either, God forbid, taking care of my head every other day or so, shaving it, or just throwing a lid on, a regular lid. So that's kind of where we're at. EB is here, too.
How are you, buddy? Yeah, when I walk in this morning, I noticed... We're like 5 minutes before the show starting,
yeah.
And Cakes is rocking a sit and go, and he's playing Words of Friends all
correct.
At the same time, simultaneously. His brain
correct.
Is going 100 miles an hour.
Yeah,
prep.
I had already tweaked my Miss Utility spot, so then I was like, I got 12 minutes to kill. I can lose more Words with Friends matchups and get felted in a quick 10-minute poker game.
It just shows you how ADHD all of our brains are.
Uh-huh. Like Cakes, absolutely.
Cakes, you know, was prepared. Now he just wanted to, you know, kill time.
I need something for entertainment.
What were the stakes of the poker game?
25-cent buy-in. I play micro stakes,
but it's
JP.
Also an addiction because...
It's kind of an addiction. Well, it is. Yeah, let's be honest.
I'm the same way with... yeah. My FanDuel account, I have to make bets every single day.
Right.
Doesn't matter what it is.
Absolutely.
I did a hockey parlay last night. I did numerous baseball parlays. I did the women's hoops.
Uh-huh.
Just had that action on all of it.
This brain needs constant stimulation. It needs stimulus basically at all times, unless I'm sleeping.
Poop without your phone.
Absolutely not.
Are you,
is that a joke?
No. Well, I had that dilemma when I was in my hotel.
I could. Like, if there's a book in the bathroom, I could leaf through a book.
No, but what if I just sit there in old school, drop a deuce with no entertainment?
No, it doesn't happen.
My phone was dying, and I had a small window where I could charge it, so I was in a dilemma. What do I do? And I had to charge the phone while I pooped with nothing. It was. I felt like a caveman.
That's poor planning on your part.
I felt like I was living in the 1200s.
Why are you letting your phone get all the way down to the nubs?
I was using it a lot.
Never ever do that.
Yeah, I try not to. I try not to, Cakes.
Well, how was the trek over to the Green Turtle yesterday after the show?
We survived it.
No problem whatsoever. It's fine.
Yeah. Dodged a few bills.
Anybody over there?
Not yet. It was so early.
It was early.
Yeah, there were so many people.
It was 4:05 first pitch.
We got there 10:15, 10:20-ish.
Yeah.
And, first pitch is at 4:10.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they didn't even open the doors to the public, I think, till 11 a.m.
Right.
Oh, so it was completely empty.
Yeah, it was just the B-Mitch and
the radio
Tim
guys,
and Ryan Clary, a.k.a. the Stallion.
Some guys called out to us when we were walking over there. They were, I don't know. They weren't at the Pink Taco, but they were catty corner to that. They were at some place.
They're pre-gaming early.
They were pre-gaming early.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it's always good.
On a Monday. Man, it's
opening day. You take the day off, right?
People take advantage of it.
On opening day, as they should.
I saw a lot of...
Then they got an off day today, and then they come back and play tomorrow.
I saw a lot of photos, like, on Instagram of guys, you know, in their Orioles jerseys or their Nats, you know, heading out to the opening day.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So...
time honored tradition.
It just sucked that the weather is just so mediocre right now. Yeah. Although I can remember early iconic spring. Orioles opening day with like Rick Sutcliffe in the snow, you know, like in the early 90s.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
cold ass weather.
Cold being there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I brought Kurt, my oldest son, to an opening day at Camden Yards and didn't dress for the weather because. It was snowing during the game.
Right.
Like big giant flakes of snow coming down, and we're both in short sleeves. And I just felt, I felt like a terrible dad.
Yeah, what were you doing?
I felt like just a bad dad.
Short sleeves. Figured you're going to a baseball game. Your brain was on autopilot.
It's spring. Baseball's here. It's going to be nice. Didn't check the weather. Didn't have a phone to check the weather. That's where you had to like watch the TV or, God forbid, listen to the radio to get a weather report.
But Nats off to a 1-3 start.
Pitching
wasn't, bullpen wasn't good.
I think their team ERA is hovering around 8.
Yeah. Gore wasn't great. I mean, he settled down after the first inning. He looked like he, I don't know if it was nerves or he was just overhyped. He was all over the place. Finally settled down, but they couldn't hit either. I mean, Pirates had, 15 hits? Nats had 8.
Break up the Pirates, by the way. 5-0.
5-0.
To start the season.
They got off to a hot start last year, too. I think they started 20-8 last year.
Where did they finish?
They totally collapsed.
Well, they were 10 games under 500.
Well, so. My theory is, that defies it 100%, is that sometimes teams can just, when they get off to a great start like that, they can really just kind of take over. You know what I mean? There's something about a great start.
Yeah, confidence. It's a young team, too, besides, you know, guys like McCutchen. But, Gore hit McCutchen right in the left kneecap yesterday. Now, luckily, it was a slider, so it wasn't, you know, he was throwing 97.
Mm-hmm.
But the slider, I think, was 83 or 85, but it hit him right in the left kneecap. Maybe it was just below. And, man, that looked like it hurt. Stayed in the game, though. Hit a home run.
That was smart.
Later in the day. That was definitely smart.
Well, I think, obviously, the big news was the hoop game between LSU and Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And awesome game.
It was an awesome game, amazing game. I have to tell you, though, I tuned in late. It was the end of the first quarter because I slept on a 7 o'clock tip.
You did sleep
first
on it.
First quarter was.
I was looking forward to it, and then my brain was 8 o'clock.
High scoring.
8 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Well, I think super high scoring
wasn't
right off the
closer
bat.
Like 7:15.
Yeah, it wasn't right at 7. It was
because I was
before 7:30.
O'clock, and I was like, I'm ready. And then I was like, oh.
Well, they do pregame. You know, they hype it up.
Yeah, but I don't. I want to see when the ref walks out for the tip of the ball. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
I don't need to see them in the studio breaking down the action. Pre-game.
No,
it's different than NBA. It's different than hockey or NBA when they say 7:05.
I know.
They drop the puck at 7:05.
I need to learn these things.
But it was fine. It's still plenty of great basketball ahead. Obviously, you know, watching Caitlin Clark is wild.
Mm-hmm.
She's wildly entertaining. But I go crazy when she takes some of these shots. But they are entertaining, especially when she buries them.
Mm-hmm.
She makes almost half of them, 9 for 20 from the 3-point line.
Yeah, yep. I still think that when she launches
she
it,
tied
you know,
an NCAA record
from half court. It's
nine
insanity.
Threes.
Not a good shot.
I didn't think she played that great in the first quarter. She turned the ball over. She had some terrible turnovers.
Yeah, my wife was like, "She's a turnover machine."
She was a turnover machine the first quarter. She settled down, but yeah, she was.
Yeah,
she had some really good passes though in the game overall.
Oh
she does.
Yeah.
I know
she had a spectacular
game.
She's
a great player, but it is kind of maddening at the same time. I couldn't imagine coaching her because I guess you just got to let her be.
Just got to let her play her game.
Let her do what she does,
Oh, my God.
Yeah. To me, it was
crazy. She's carrying that coach right on her coattails.
No doubt.
To me, it was certifiable proof that Steph Curry has been the most influential basketball player of our times. More than Michael Jordan, more than LeBron James. Steph Curry changed everything.
It's hard for me to argue it, but I don't know that it's 100% good. It's hard to argue it, but I don't know if it's all
You're
great.
Here for the DJ Burns style of basketball.
I like that, too. I like both. I mean,
well,
I
that's why you should love Zach Edey. You should love Zach.
I do.
Yeah. You should love watching him play.
I do.
I mean,
back
love
to the basket
is, love
hoops.
Is a strong word. I, I tolerate that big goon, that well, big giant.
It's just traditional old school inside out basketball, yeah. Which I like. I like post moves. I like drop steps. I like that stuff.
By the way, did you see the video of him like at the college party, like escorting the girl?
Yeah,
in
we
his
talked
room?
About that yesterday.
Yeah.
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 I mean, who
wonder,
knows?
Wonder what happened in that room. I know what happened in that room.
You do?
I know exactly what happened
maybe,
in that room.
Maybe, what if his closing skills were like yours?
I'm guessing his are probably better, and his opportunities, I'm sure, are just much more fruitful.
How talented was she?
I mean, from the video, I mean,
she looked pretty good.
Very good. But again, she's probably 19 years old. It's like, it's weird for me to judge the looks
of 19
year olds.
I'm surprised you didn't put that LSU coach on your Mount Jugmore. Oh my God. I didn't realize how big
Kim Mulkey.
I think she got some enhancements.
Oh, did she?
Oh, I'm sure
I don't know. I've never seen. How old is she?
61, 62.
That, I mean, the age can be real for 61.
It had to be butt fake.
Yeah, I mean, 61. They're touching the floor.
Right.
They're touching hardwood.
Yeah. Well, she's also. I mean, listen. I think she's a great coach, and the fact that they're writing all these terrible pieces about her make me like her even more. But her skin, you know, she's obviously a sun worshiper.
Oh yeah,
you know,
skin,
and I don't think she.
It's a common thread amongst the LSU coaches. Remember, Ed Orgeron, hey Kim Mulkey, let's go Sunday together. Yeah. Let's go.
She disrespects SPF.
Oh yeah, and I actually because I was just looking her up, I wanted to see what her age was.
Yeah,
and because I remember
what's her
Jason
age
or somebody was telling me what a baller she was in college.
She was a good player. Yeah.
I just looked her up, and I got on her Instagram. Sure enough, half her Instagram is her at the beach with the grandkids and everything. You know, I mean, this woman loves the sun.
Yep.
She looks like the type of person you'd see like at 34th Street outside Coconuts.
Probably a good amount of
sand in the castle.
Good amount of day with, drinking for her out in the sun. No umbrella to shield her from the sun.
With a painkiller.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you would think she was from Bel Air.
Right.
And then she looks like she would lay on her side with her arm up to make sure that she extends and gets the rib cage all bronzed.
All over sunburned.
Yeah. Right.
What she needs.
She's not just a lay on the back, lay on the front sun worshiper.
No.
She gets all the crevices.
I'm trying to figure out, EB, though. You seem to like Mulkey, but you always hated Bobby Knight. Isn't the criticism of Mulkey that she coaches in a very hard style akin to a Bobby Knight?
I'm not saying I would necessarily want to play for her, but the fact that they're just attacking her a lot for some of her conservative principles makes me like her.
Yeah,
so, I don't know what to tell you. Ask John Feinstein about Knight. Not everyone's perfect. He respected Knight, but he also made him crazy.
Right. He knows he's a flawed human being.
Right. We're all flawed human beings.
Even though he's a great basketball coach.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan.
I will
of hers.
Say that.
But I was rooting for Caitlin Clark.
I will say to Coach Angel Reese will be a nightmare. I think she's a nightmare.
20 rebounds though.
I don't care what she does. Of course, she
like a COVID year or whatever.
Not sure.
Yeah, she could come back another year.
Might as well.
She has a deadline on the WNBA announcement. I'm sure she's going to go.
Yep. You think?
Yeah.
But you can make so much, though, in the in college.
I know.
Probably
maybe,
more
maybe
than
not.
The
maybe
WNBA.
I'm just saying, maybe she stays.
And Caitlin Clark should definitely take the $5 million from Ice Cube.
She definitely should do it.
I mean, that's like a no-brainer.
100%.
I mean, I don't even think you have a conversation about that. You just go, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Play 8 or 10 games and chuck up 35-footers?
Right?
Against old, washed-up NBA guys?
I think that's fantastic.
Why not take the $10 million from Portnoy?
Take both.
Well, I didn't know what Portnoy's offer is. You have to explain to me.
He offered her $10 million to play on Barstool's intramural team.
Like to play against like Jersey Jerry and Barstool Nate.
He is a brilliant marketer. He's a brilliant marketer.
I'm starting to find him very annoying. Uh-huh. Just not him, but just the constant having a live video on you in the stands. Like that's pretty
it's
annoying.
His brand. I know. Listen, yeah.
But we can't just watch a game and cheer. We got to record ourselves.
Doesn't he have? Did he put $1 million on Iowa to win it all?
I don't know. He may have.
I think he might have a large bet on them.
Good. Then I'm rooting for UConn.
Really?
But Reese, see how many times she was yelling at her teammates and yelling at Mulkey? Oh my God! What a nightmare she'd be.
Yeah.
I mean, screaming at him in the timeouts.
On some but that's why it's compelling, though. You know, she's kind of a little bit of a villain.
It's polarizing.
I think Caitlin's a little bit of a villain.
I didn't see her doing that as much as Reese, but the games was just
I think my
Reese
was
very intense. Very intense. Maybe. Well, after she turned her ankle, she was terrible.
Yeah.
She went one for her next 13.
She made her first one right after that, though. When she
did. She did, yeah. But, you know, it was, high scoring game. Women's hoops is very high paced hoops, and it's you kind of got to get over the fact that they could get out of control sometimes and turn the ball over a little too much. There was 25 turnovers in the game, but they're going to jack up a bunch of threes. So it's fun to watch.
EB's favorite. His favorite style of hoops.
Not my favorite, but I appreciate the talent level.
I think my long streak of watching women's hoops, it might be coming to an end.
That's over now?
Like, even though there's some high-profile matchups, like Iowa's playing UConn, like, I don't know if that's going to draw me in. Iowa LSU drew me in and probably watched
three
quarters of the game.
When's that game?
I don't know if I have the same affinity for
Sunday?
UConn and
Sunday,
Iowa.
Yeah. It might be Sunday. Yeah.
And isn't there a national championship the day after the men's? I might be wrong.
I think you might be right.
I think that is right.
Let's see. So Sunday is what, April 7th?
No, it's definitely not Sunday. It's Friday.
Oh, they play Friday. Do they play Friday, Sunday?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, Friday night. So you kind of play Iowa at 9 o'clock on Friday.
Yeah. That championship game last year was on a Sunday.
Okay, so it's Friday, Sunday.
And then it's Friday, Sunday, yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, good.
I thought it was That'd a wildly entertaining game. I was as entertained watching that game as anything on the men's side. And there have been good games on the men's side.
100%. I thought the NC State's really been super. Like, they're kind of like the darling team of the tournament, obviously.
Well, how about that run for NC State going to the Final Four in both men's and
women's?
That's
pretty impressive.
I mean, that's crazy.
Pretty amazing.
I didn't even realize that. That's awesome.
Yeah, what a great run.
Well, they're probably going to get throttled by South Carolina, but it's been a good run. Nonetheless, getting to the Final Four.
But you're right.
I mean, that's when your athletic director asks for a raise.
Oh, yeah.
I got teams on both sides in the Final Four. Mm-hmm.
It was a good game, but there wasn't much drama in the second half.
No.
They pulled away,
Yeah, they pulled away, exactly. Reese couldn't hit a shot.
They were up 10. They were double digits most of the second half.
Yes.
It really separated right before the start of the fourth quarter, I think.
Halfway through the third, they start pulling away.
Wasn't the largest lead was 16 or 14?
Something like that.
I was starting to find American Idol on my library.
The only reason why I kept it on was I just wanted to see if Caitlin or anyone else was going to do any smack talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they kind of stayed away from that a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Unless I missed it.
All right, got a lot to get to on a Tuesday show. Coming up later, we'll talk some Caps with Joe Beninati. It's a big one for the Caps tonight. They take on the Sabres as they jockey for playoff positioning.
Yeah, last night the teams that you're kind of rooting against both got points.
Yep, so we'll get into that in the Junk Sports page. When we come back, we'll get into the playoff positioning for the Caps. We'll update you on the Nationals. There was a no-no in baseball last night, so we'll get into all of that and more next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.